Ms. Sievers rushed to meet Lewis at the high school. When she saw Alphonse, she was so startled that she dropped her purse into the water. "Retrieve!" said Lewis, and Alphonse did. "Where did this astounding animal come from?" cried Miss Sievers. "He was a birthday gift from my uncle," Lewis replied. Miss Sievers telephoned Uncle McAllister.
"Oh, the wee tadpole," he said.
"Why, he came from the lake nearby. It's the one folks call Loch Ness."
"Brace yourself, Lewis," Miss Sievers said. "I believe your uncle found the Loch Ness monster."
"I don't care," cried Lewis. "Alphonse is my friend, and I love him."
He pleaded with Ms. Sievers to help him raise enough money to buy the parking lot so he could build a big swimming pool for Alphonse. Suddenly, Ms. Sievers had an idea. "Long ago, a pirate ship sank in the harbor," she said. "No one has ever been able to find it, or its treasure chest. But perhaps we can." The next morning, they drove to the harbor and rented a boat.
"This is a treasure chest," cried Lewis. "Retrieve!"
Alphonse disappeared under the water. And returned with the chest. It was filled with gold and jewels.
"Let's buy the parking lot and get to work," cried Miss Sievers.
Lewis's parents were shocked to see a construction crew in the parking lot.
"Lewis," they cried, "what in the world is going on here?"
"Alphonse found a pirate treasure ship," explained Lewis, "and we used part of our gold to buy you this present." Lewis's parents were shocked once again.
"Tickets for a vacation cruise to Hawaii?"
they gasped. "And," said Lewis, "you don't have to worry about us because Granny has agreed to babysit." They hugged Lewis. They kissed Alphonse.
"How soon can we leave?" they cried.
"Immediately," said Lewis. By the time Lewis's parents returned, the swimming pool was being enjoyed by everyone in the city.
"Yippee! Hooray! I love Alphonse! Oh, this is cool! Oh, Lewis, this is great!
Yippee! Hooray! Wow! Splash! Whoosh!"
A week later, Lewis said, "Alphonse, tomorrow is my birthday, which means that you've been my best friend for a whole year." The next day, Uncle McAllister arrived for the party.
"Greetings, Lewis, my lad," he exclaimed. "I've come with a curious stone from the hills of Scotland. Happy birthday."
"Wow, thanks," said Lewis.
Suddenly, the stone began to tremble and crack.